Shalom to all. Today's Avos Cholon Daf Chavav. We're starting Chaf Yom Beis about a third of the way up from the bottom of the Amud with brand new Mishnah. And today's Avos sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mem Tzara Basi Biakam Moshe. Her and his Shama should have an Aliyah. So up until now, all the Mishnahs were contrasting two different things: bitter and sweet almonds, wooden and metal kalim, kehanim levim, paradum and egla rufa. Now from here till the end of the parak, the Mishnahs are going to be discussing one thing which changes status. So the Mishnah tells us Hatemed ad Shaloi Hechmetz Einu Nikach Bekasav Meiser Upaisal Samekva Temed. Before ferments, it's not allowed to purchase money Meiser Sheni. And it apostles a mikvah, whereas Misha Hechmet, once it ferments, Nikach Bekasav Meiser, it's allowed to be bought with money Meiser Sheni, Ve'ein Apostle Mikvah, and it doesn't apostle mikvah. Let's clarify this. So they would take grape seeds or sediment, according to some, soak them in water, and eventually it would ferment into a wine type drink called Temed. And as we just saw, the word Hechmet means that it fermented and became this wine drink. Now, what we just learned is that before it reaches this stage, it's considered water, and afterwards, it's wine. The nafkamin is Meiser Sheni and Mikvah. We know that based off of a pasuk, Meiser Sheni is only allowed to be used to purchase food and drink, and this excludes water and salt. Now we know when the purchase happens, the kedusha of Meiser Sheni goes onto the food and the money becomes regular chulin, and therefore calls by the temed is not fermented, it's just considered water and is not allowed to be purchased with money Meiser Sheni, whereas afterwards it is allowed to be. On the flip side, we know that a mikvah has to be 40 saw of water, which is not she'uvim, which means it can't be drawn with a kli, it has to be gathered naturally, such as rainwater. Now before it reaches the full 40 saw, as little as 3 lugan of maim she'uvim will passel it, but wine will not, and therefore as long as this temed is considered water, if it falls into the unfinished mikvah, it's going to passel it. Whereas after it's fermented, it's not going to passel it. On to the next in, ha'achin ha'shutfin, brothers, which are partners, kishachayim b'kolbayin, p'turim ma'aser behema, when they're chayim in a kolbayin, they're potter from ma'aser behema, whereas kishachayim ma'aser behema, p'turim in a kolbayin, when they're chayim in ma'aser behema, they're potter from a kolbayin. What's this referring to? So we know that ma'aser behema is taken from all new animals born to their owner that year, and partners do not need to take ma'aser behema, and kolbayin is referring to machzah shekel. We know machzah shekel is given every year for males of a certain age. Now a small surcharge, which is this kolbayin, must be added to every half shekel that's given. And if two people give one whole shekel together, two kolbayins need to be added. So Mishnah is referring to of Achen Shutfin. Let's say we have brothers Reuven and Shimon. Their father died, leaving them a Yerusha, and they divided the Yerusha, then rejoined together as official partners. They're Achim, but they're Shutfin. Now they're partners in the Yerusha. The Mishnah told us they do not need to take Meister Behema because they're considered official Shutfin partners, whereas if they give a full shekel from their jointly owned money, they do have to give kolbayins. However, the next part of the Mishnah told us that if they did not divide the Yerusha, so in that situation, they do need to take Meister Behema because they're not partners at all. They're really just managing their father's estate, so Meister Behema does need to be separated. However, if they give a full shekel for the two of them, they do not need to pay the kolbayins because, like, their father is giving it for them, and he wouldn't need to give the kolbayins if he pays their shekel for them. So the Gemara discusses Temed extensively. Mani Masnisin, who's our Mishnah? So the Gemara, Lo'er Abihu Devar Rabbanon, it's our Abihu Devar Rabbanon. The Tanya is really Ditnan. We have a Mishnah Mesachas Maestros, Hametamed V'nosan Mayim B'mida. If a person is making Temed, that's Metamed, and he puts a certain measure of water in, and umatza kedemi dasai. Now when he strains the liquid, he just takes the drink and he leaves whatever's on the bottom, and he finds the same exact measurement of water that he had put in. Now even though it tastes like wine, pater, it's pater from Meiser. That's because chamhol does make a difference that it tastes like wine. Since he took the same amount of liquid out that he put in, it must be that it didn't really become temed. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda Machayev, Rabbi Yehuda's Machayev and Meiser. Since it tastes like temed, it must be that there was an exchange. Some of the water went into the grape seeds, and some juice or whatever it is came out of the grape seeds, and therefore it is considered like wine. The question is, money. Who's our Mishnah like based off of this Mishnah that we just quoted? E Rabban, if you want to say Mishnah would be the Rabbanon, well, that'd be a problem because Afagav the Hechmet, based off of this Mishnah in Meisres, they would hold that it's not Chayv Meiser even if it was Hechmet. And Rabbi Yehuda, if you want to say Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, well, Afagav the Loi Hechmet. He would hold that it's Chayv Meiser even if it wasn't Hechmet. In other words, our Mishnah says very clearly that as long as the Temed fermented, it is considered wine. Now, the Mishnah in Meisres doesn't differentiate between Hechmet or not. Mashma, the Rabban hold that even if it fermented and it tastes like wine, it's not Temed. And it's definitely not like our Mishnah. And it's the same with Rabbi Yehuda. Even if it didn't ferment, it's still considered wine. And that's definitely not like a Mishnah as well, which makes it dependent on Hechmet. So the Gemara answers, Or Nachman or Rabbi Ravua, he tells us, Chavav Amraf on top, Bishah Hechmet's Machlaikas. Machlaikas and Meisters between the Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda is actually in the case of Hechmet's, where it already fermented. And the Rabban hold that even so, in that case, it's still considered water. And therefore, Umas Nisen, Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah must be Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, because our Mishnah, when discussing Hechmet's, and it tells us that it is considered wine, which means Memela, it would be Chayv and Meiser, that would have to be Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. And Mechina Rabbi Yehuda says the same thing. The Mishnah Meisus is talking about a case where it was already Hechmet, and therefore our Mishnah must be Rabbi Yehuda. Now we continue discussing this from Nachman Omer Rabbi Ravua. Temet shalakha b'kasav Meiser, Temet which is purchased with money Meiser Sheni, ul besayf Hechmet, and only afterwards, meaning after he bought it, only then it fully fermented. Kana Meiser, nonetheless, it's been acquired by Meiser, meaning originally when the sale took place and the money exchanged hands, even though it wasn't 100% Temet by then, it only happened later on in the house of the customer. customer, still, when that money exchanged hands, it was Mecholo, the Kedusha transferred off of the money onto the Temed. Now the question is, my time, why is that? The Temed wasn't fully completed yet until later on. The answer is, Igloi Mosel Mafre de Perahu. It's been clearly revealed retroactively that really it was Perah. What does it mean it was Perah? So this refers to the infusion of fruit content from the grape seeds into the water. In other words, even though it didn't fully ferment when the purchase took place, the fact that it did eventually in the house of the customer, that shows that there really was always fruit in it, and Mamela, when the money exchanged hands, the Kedusha went from the money to the not yet completed Temed, and the money's Chulin. Now based off that, the Gemara asks, Elamas Nisin, what about our Mishnah? Diktani teaches, Hichmetz in, lo Hichmetz loy, that only if at the time of purchase the Temed was ready Hichmetz, then you could use money Maaser Sheni, but if at the time of purchase it wasn't Hichmetz yet, then you're not allowed to use money Maaser Sheni. Now the question is, why not? Dilma, perhaps, E Shavke have a Machmetz. Maybe if this Temed was left for a little bit longer, it would ferment, and that means it really should be allowed to be purchased with money Maaser Sheni. By the fact that the Mishnah does not say that, it must be that we just look at the time of purchase. Is it Temed? Was it Hichmetz? You can buy with money Maaser Sheni. If not, so you can't. Clearly a question where Rav Nachman just said b'shem Rabbi Arvua. So Rabbi, he answers, not a problem, because Shir Menu because of Hichmetz. We're talking about a situation where the seller had some of it left in a cup and it actually never fermented, so that Temed is not only purchased with money Maaser Sheni. Now Rav Amar, he gives a different answer. Ha money Rabbi Yechim Anuri he. Really, this is Shitas Rabbi Yechim Anuri. And we're going to see from him that it all depends on when he was buying the Temed. It doesn't make a difference what happened later. Where do we get this from? Did not, because we have a mission that tells us as follows. Gimel Lugan Mayim Chaser Kurtov, Shenafal Asachan Kurtov Yayin. We have three Lugan of Mayim Sheuvim that were missing a Kurtov, which means we're missing just a little bit. And what filled in that little bit? A little bit of wine. So now we have three Lugan of liquid, which is basically 99% water. Umarein Kamar Yayin, it looks like wine. Venafal Mikveh, they fell into a non-finished mikvah. Like Baslu, it doesn't passel it. Furthermore, Gimel Lugan Mayim Chaser Kurtov, we have three Lugan of Mayim Sheuvim, minus a Kurtov. Shenafal Asachan Kurtov Chalav, and a little bit of milk fell in. Umarein Kamar Mayim, and it looks like water. Venafal Mikveh, they fell into an unfinished mikvah. Like Baslu also doesn't passel it. Now, Rabbi Yechim Anuri Omer, he says, Hakol Hoylech Acher Amara. Everything goes after how it looks. If it looks like water, even though it's not 100% water, there's a little bit of wine or milk in it, doesn't make a difference. It's considered Mayim Sheuvim, and it will passel the mikvah. Now, what do we see from here? Lav Amar Rabbi Yechim Basar Chazus Azlinon. Doesn't Rabbi Yechim say that we follow how it looks? Well, Hachanami, so we're in the case of Temed, Zil Basar Chazusa, we follow how it looks, and Vitaima Vichazusa Dahai, the taste and the appearance of this not yet finished Temed, Mayoninhu. It's water, and therefore, even though maybe eventually it will ferment at the time of purchase, since it's not 100% finished, it's not fermented, it's not hichmet, it's not allowed to be bought with money Maaser Sheni. So that's how we can answer the seeming question between this memra from Nachman Shem Rabbi Ravua and the Mishnah. Now the Gemara goes back to the original discussion regarding this Mishnah Maseches Maestris with Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon, whether Temed, which basically looks like water because it has the same amount of water that he put in, if it's Chayv and Maaser. Rabbi Yehuda said yes, the Chacham said no, and Rabbi Nachman had told us before that their whole Machlokes is after it was ready Hechmet. However, says the Gemara, Pligas Rabbi Lazar, there's an argument with what Rabbi Lazar says. Rabbi Lazar, he says, Hakol Ma'idim, everyone agrees, which means even Rabbi Yehuda agrees, Shema Frishin Alvim Makam Acher, Elim Kein Hechmet. The mice is not allowed to be taken for it from a different place unless it 100% fermented. What's this referring to? So if one is two piles of produce and both need mice are separated, he could take from one for the other. Now, Rabbi Lazar just told us is that this Temed from Sechas Maestris, which is basically water, even though Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's Chayv in Maeser, it's not Chayv enough to allow Maeser to be taken from somewhere else for it, unless it's fermented, then it's 100% Temed. Now, Kosovo, what do we see the Rabbi Lazar hold? Below Hechmetz Machlaikas. The Machlaikas Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon is before the Temed fully fermented. And Ba'akalim Machai Rabbi Yehuda El Minei Ubei. And Rabbi Yehuda is only Machai of Meister to be taken from it, for it. Avol Me'alma from another batch of Temed, Loi. Meister is not to be taken from that other batch for this one. Dom Asil Fushim and Chival Pterman up to Alachiyov, because maybe he's going to end up separating from that which is Chayiv and that which is Potter, from that which is Potter and that which is Chayiv, meaning when he has two batches of Temed in the middle of fermentation and not 100% finished, it could be that one of them is chayv, one of them is pater, so we can't take off from one for the other. The bottom line is, our key words here are kasav, the blazer holds, beloy hichmetz machlaikas, and mainly we see from here that after hichmetz, everyone agrees that it needs Maaser, so according to Rabbi Lazar, our Mishnah would be Shitas Rabbanon and not Rabbi Yehuda. And that definitely argues with Rabbi Nachman, who had said that our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda and not the Rabbanon. We continue discussing Temed in regards to another halacha, and this has to do with being Metaher liquids which became Tameh. Anytime we've looked at it became Tameh, there's no way to be Metaher it, except for water. What does a person do? So he takes the Kli that has a Tameh water, he puts it into the mikvah, he doesn't dump it into the mikvah, because then obviously he loses the water, he just slowly lowers the Kli into the mikvah, then he waits till there's just a little trickle of mikvah water over the lip of the kli into his water that's in the kli. That's called hashaka. According to some, that's a lashon of kissing, because like these two waters, the mikvah water and the tummy water inside the kli, are just touching a little bit. And now that the tummy water is connected to the mikvah, it automatically becomes tahar. So now knowing that, the Gemara tells us, Tanabon, we have a braisa, hatemed, ad shaloi hechmet, temed, before it ferments, it's considered 100% water, and therefore if it becomes tame, chafav on beis on top, mashika b'mayim, he could do this hashaka in water, and it's going to be metahar it. However, misha hechmet, if it already fermented, in mashika b'mayim, he can't do this hashaka in water, because it's considered wine and not water. Now, Maravi tells us, Loshon, this is only taught, elisha tam du b'mayim tahirim v'nitmu. That's only if the temed was made originally with tahar water, and then it became tame. Aval tame mikara loi. But if the water that temed was made with originally was tame, so then you can't do hashaka to be metahar them. Now, also, Rav Gavi Beik Sil, Rav Gavi from Sil went, Amar l'shmatza kamei Rav Ashi, he says in front of Rav Ashi, and the question is basically asked, what's the difference if the water was originally tamei, or if it was tahar and it became tamei? And that's what he speaks out. Mashna tamei mekara deloi, why is it the water that the tamei was made with? If it was originally tamei, you can't do ashaka, damrinim, because we say, aidi demai yakiri, since water is heavier than the juice content that's in here, shachni tatai, the water sinks to the bottom, upeira kafi mil el, and the peira, which means basically the juice content, flows to the top, and now hashaka doesn't work at all, because when this little trickle of mikvah water comes over the top and goes into the kli where the temed is, it's actually touching the water part of the temed, which is tamei. It's touching the juice content, which is floating in the top, and so that's not going to be mitaharit. Well, ihachi, if that's really the case, tahirim ul b'sayv nitmu nami. It should be the same exact situation. If the water was originally tahar and only then became tamei, we're going to have that problem as well, where the juice content is floating on the top and the tamei water is below, and so hashaka is not going to work. El rather, you're going to say that really mevalbali, all the liquid is mixed together. The juice content and the water is all blended together, and therefore hashaka does work. Well, if that's so, hachinami vabali, then even in the case when the water was always tamei, we should say that it's fully mixed and blended with the juice content, so hashaka should work in that case as well. And we conclude this question, no answer to it. And we've gone to the Mishnah, continuing with this theme, where we have one thing that has two different stages. Anytime there's a sale, there's no knas, whereas anytime there's knas, there's no sale. What's this referring to? So it's talking about a girl. We know the girl has three stages, katana, naira, and bageres. And for simplicity's sake, we're just going to say that a katana is up until 12, nara is from 12 to 12 and a half, and bageres is older than 12 and a half. Now, the Torah states that if one is ma'anis or mefata naira, he violates or seduces her, he has to pay a kanas of 50 kasef to the father. Now, the Torah also teaches that a father could sell his daughter as a Jewish maidservant. So, what the Mishnah is telling us is that if the father is able to sell his daughter, then if someone's ma'anis or mefata her at that stage, he's not going to receive kanas because she's too young, she's not a naira yet. He can only sell her when she's a katana, but not a naira. And on the flip side, if he does receive kanas for her, that means that she's a naira, well, then he can't sell her anymore because she's too old. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav Zudi Rav Meir. This sheet is Rav Meir. Aval Chama Rav Chama say Yash Knas B'Makam Mecher, that the father could receive a knas for someone being ma'anis or mefata his daughter, even though it's Makam Mecher, he could still sell her. How do we know this? Titanu of a brisa. Katanu Basim Echad Achitav Bei Cyrus, a katana from one day old until she brings two hairs, which is two pubic hairs. Yash La Mecher, if I was allowed to sell her, Ve'in La Knas, but he doesn't receive knas for her if someone's ma'anis or mefata her. Whereas Mishitav Bei Cyrus Achiti Bagher, from when she brings two cyrus until she becomes a begeres, which is the stage of her being a naira, Yash La Knas, the father would receive knas for her, Ve'in La Mecher, but he can't sell her. Divrei Meir, that's Meir's opinion. Shahir Meir, Rav Meir says, Kol makom sheyesh mecher, ein knas, kol makom sheyesh knas, ein mecher. However, v'chamer v'chamim say, ketana mibas gimel shana v'yemechad, a ketana from 3 years old in one day, ad shetibager, until she becomes a bageres, yesh lo knas. Her father would receive knas for her. And we have to clarify, knas in mecher loy? Does that mean the father only receives knas and he can't sell her? Of course the father has the right to sell her. So the Gemara says, right, Emo, what we really mean to say in she's chachamim is af knas b'makom mecher, that he even would receive knas for her in that very same stage that he's allowed to sell her. So we see that our Mishnah is Shitas Rav Meir. Move on to another Mishnah, continue to discuss a young girl. Kol makom sheyesh miyon in chalitza, v'chol makom sheyesh chalitza in miyon. If there's miyon, there's no chalitza, whereas if there's chalitza, there's no miyon. So let's explain these terms. Chalitza has to do with yibum. What's yibum? So we know that we have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven dies without children. So Shimon has a mitzvah to marry Reuven's wife. That is called yibum. Now, if he does not want to, so go through a whole process called chalitza, which comes from the lashon of lachloitz, to remove the yivama, the woman, she takes off his shoe, and basically severs the connection between them. Now we have another concept called miyon. This is when we have a girl who's younger than 12, so she's still a katana, and sadly her father dies, leaving her with just either a mother or a brother, and the fear is that she's going to become hefker and people are going to take advantage of her. Therefore the Chum said her mother or brother are allowed to marry her off in order to prevent that. However, this is only a marriage drabanon, and therefore she can do miyon, which means refuse, like the word vayima'in. In other words, she can just walk out of this marriage anytime she wants. She could simply refuse it, and for all intents and purposes, she doesn't need a get. So that's what the Mishnah is telling us, that if she's at the age that she's allowed to do miyon, she can't get chalitza, because she could only do miyon while she's a ketana, and based off of a pasuk, we learn that she can get chalitza only when she's older, not when she's a ketana, and the flip side is true. issue as well. If she's able to do chalitza, that means she's already old enough, and therefore she's not allowed to do miyun. She can't just walk out of this marriage. And once again, the Gemara tells us, Amrav Yehuda Marav, Zudira Meir, the Sheets are Meir. Al-Chamer and Al-Chamer say, Yesh miyun b'makam chalitza, she could do miyun even though chalitza could be done. Detanya from Braisa, Ad Masay Abbas from Ma'enes, up until when is a daughter allowed to do miyun? Ad Yotavishtei Cyrus, until she brings two Cyrus, which again means basically up until she's 12 when she's a Ketana. Different Meir, that's Meir's opinion. Words of Yehuda, Amrav Yehuda says, Ad She Yarba Shachar Alavon, she's allowed to do miyun up until there's more black than white, which means up until her private area seems to have a lot of hair. It could even be two very long ones, but still looks like there's more Cyrus than not. And that means even in the Naira stage, according to Rabbi Yehuda, she'd be allowed to do miyun, even though chalitza as well could be done. We have one more mission with the same theme. Komakam shesh tkiya in avdala, komakam shesh avdala in tkiya. Anytime there's going to be a shofar blast, there's not going to be avdala, which means making havdala in davening and saying havdala on a cup of wine. And anytime there's havdala, there's no tkiya. Now, what's the tkiya that we're referring to? So there's halacha that erev Shabbos, there was a number of shofar blasts to let everybody know that Shabbos is coming. And the last one was basically as Shabbos was coming in to tell everyone, right now it's Shabbos, you can't do any more malacha. So the Mishnah clarifies what it just said. Yom Tov Shechalias Erev Shabbos, when Yom Tov goes into Shabbos, for example, Shavuos is Erev Shabbos, so that means Matzei Shavuos goes right into Shabbos, Toikin V'loy Mavdilin, they're going to do a tekiyah to let everyone know that now it's not Yom Tov anymore and that it's Shabbos, and that's necessary because there are certain malachas that are mutar on Yom Tov that aren't mutar on Shabbos, namely Eichel Nefesh, food-related malachas are permitted on Yom Tov, so we still are going to have this shofar blast. However, no Havdalah is going to be done because we're going from Yom Tov to Shabbos, it's more Kaddish and more Chamer, so there's no need for Havdalah. Whereas B'Maitzei Shabbos, when we're going from Matzei Shabbos to Yom Tov, for example, when Leila Seder, the first day of Pesach, is Matzei Shabbos, so Mavdilin, we're going to do Havdalah because we're going from a more Chamer state to something that's more Kal. But V'Loy Taiken, there's not going to be Tekiah because there's no reason to tell people they can't do Malacha. Anyway, Shabbos is the most Chamer, so there's no reason for Tekiah. We have another clarification, Ketzan Mavdilin, when Matzei Shabbos goes into Yom Tov, what is said by Havdalah? So according to Tanakam, we say Hamavdim and Kodesh L'Kodesh, the one who separates between Kodesh and Kodesh, because it's Shabbos to Yom Tov. Or Zub Daisa Omer, he says, being Kodesh Chamer L'Kodesh Hakal, from more Chamer Kedusha to a more Kal Kedusha. So first the Gemara asks, Hechitakea, how exactly is a Tekiah done when we go from Yom Tov to Shabbos? The assumption is that it has to be done differently than a regular weekday into Shabbos. And so the question is, how is it done? So the answer is, Omer Bidi tells us, Tekea Umeiria Mitech Tekea, that he does a Tekiah, and then instead of stopping and then blowing a Trua, he blows the Trua within the Tekiah, meaning he doesn't finish the tekiah yet, and he automatically goes right into the truah. Rav Asi Omer, he says, Tekeo meiria b'neshima achas. He does tekiah and a truah with one breath, but he still has a slight pause in between the tekiah and the truah. And asking Rav Asi b'hutzal, kishmaitse, Rav Asi instituted in a place called Hutzal, like what he just told us, that he does a tekiah and a truah, just all with the same breath. Now we ask a question, Meisvei. We have a verse that says, Yom Tov Shechalias b'Erev Shabbos, Yom Tov falls on Erev Shabbos, Toikin v'loy merian. We do a tekiah and not a truah. Now, my love, loy merian klal, doesn't mean that there's no truah at all. The answer is that loy. Rabbi Yehuda Mitar Satame, Rav Asi Mitar Satame, Rabbi Yehuda and Rasi both give an answer to this based off their own shitas. Rabbi Yehuda Mitar Satame, he explains loy merian b'fnei atzma, when it says that we don't do a trua, it means it's not its own trua, el mitoch tekiya. The trua comes out from the middle of the tekiya, whereas Rav Asi Mitar Satame, he explains like his shita, loy merian b'shtei neshimas, el b'neshima achas. The trua is not done in two separate breaths, meaning it's not a full breath for a tekiya, pause, take a breath, and then a trua. Rather, it's one breath with a tkiya and a trua with a slight pause in the middle. We quote the Mishnah of Matzah Shabbos of Chulu, and this is talking about the Nusach of Havdalah, where we say, Hamavdim in Kodesh L'Kodesh. So the question is, Hecha Amarla, where in Havdalah is this Lashon said? So Rav Yehudi says, B'chasimasa, at its conclusion. V'chinam Rav Nachman, he also says, B'chasimasa, at the conclusion. In other words, he says, Baruch Hashem, Hamavdim in Kodesh L'Kodesh. Whereas Rav Sheshit B'Rav Yehudi Amar, he says, Af B'psichasa, even in the introduction, meaning when a person says, Hamavdim in Kodesh L'Chol, Ben Erl Choshech, so on and so forth, he doesn't say, Hamavdim in Kodesh L'Chol, he says, Hamavdim in Kodesh L'Kodesh. However, the halacha is not like him, and that's because the whole introductory part of Havdalah, meaning the whole part before the bracha, where we say Amadim Kodesh L'chol, B'nei L'chayshach, so on and so forth, that's just praising Hashem, that in general, he makes certain Havdalahs, certain separations, and it's not referring to the specific time at hand. It's only at the end, when we say Baruch Atah Hashem, Hamavdil Bein something something, that's talking about the particular time, therefore it's only by the conclusion we say Hamadim Kodesh L'chayshach. Lastly, the Mishnah had said, Rav Daisa and Rav Daisa tells us, that Bein Kodesh Chomer L'chayshach Hakal, and is not like him, and that's because it's somewhat of a design to say that Yom Tov is Kodesh Hakal, so that's why we wouldn't use Reb Dais's Lashon. Says the Gemara, Amar Zeri tells us, Yom Tov Shechalias B'Emtza Shabbos, when Yom Tov falls down in the middle of the week, Omer, he says as follows, this is the Nosach of Havdalah, Hamavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol, Bein Er L'Choshech, Bein Yisrael La'amim, Bein Yom Yishvili Sheshmei HaMaseh, and the question is, my time of why is that? It's Matzah Yom Tov and Matzah Shabbos, and it's not the seventh day, it's in the middle of the week, and the answer is, like we had just said before, Seder Havdalah Sumayna, this part of Havdalah is just simply listing a whole number of things that Hashem is Mavdil in between, Mavdil between this this and that, and it's not referring to the specific time that he's making Havdalah at. Hashem Olcha Kol Shaychtin, Mazel finishing the first parak of Masechus Chulin, just like we're Zecher finish this parak together, we should be Zecher finish the entire Masech together, and of course, all of Shas together. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow beginning the brand new parak, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.